Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Welcome to the Beautifully Complicated Podcast. I'm your host, Sheena Hunt, and I am so, so grateful that you tuned into this In the Moment bonus segment. Podcasting is great because I get an opportunity to share my insight and knowledge and even opinions with a large group of people in a relatively easily accessible medium. So many of us have something to say, something to give, something to offer, but we don't know where it fits or how to get it out there, even if it's viable in its current format to fit what others need or want. In the last episode of the pod, I talked about knowing your customer. If you haven't checked it out, please give it a listen. The focus was all about the importance of getting to know your customer early in the business building process. As we take our idea from concept to launched, we have to talk to our customers to get a better understanding of if what we have as an idea is something they're willing to pay for. How do you do this? You go to those people who you think are potential customers, the folks who you visualize when creating your personas, and have real conversations with them. There's one thing you have to remember. You can't come straight out and ask them, hey, would you buy X if I sold it to you? People will lie to make you feel good. They will lie straight to your face. They also won't give you the information you need to improve upon your idea and make it into something sellable. I want to give some quick tips on how to do the customer interviews and asking the right questions. So number one, first things first, don't come off salesy. When you approach someone, approach with an honest opener that fits the environment you're in. If you're in a pottery store, say something about the piece they're holding, or in a beauty store, the product they're thinking of buying. Genuine conversation starters are the best way to go. Starting with a sales pitch turns people off quickly, so stay away from it, please. Number two, after striking up a conversation, tell them you're trying to gather some info about the product or the idea that you have. Now, you don't tell them that explicitly. You don't tell them what it is, but give them something general. If I'm starting a business and selling stylish laptop bags, I may say something like, I don't know about you, but I've been in the market for a multifunctional stylish laptop bag that can almost double as just a beautiful purse. Something functional and stylish. What about you? I see you're checking out these laptop bags. What would you rather see on this rack? Or does it even matter to you? Given just a little info without sounding like it's a business idea you're vetting, you can start the conversation. Stay neutral and keep digging without being overly intrusive. Number three, keep asking questions. Brainstorm questions ahead of going out for these connections with customers so you have a roadmap. Just don't be afraid to let them lead you down a different road if you get an unexpected answer, and you will. And number four, ask about their experience. Give thoughts on your own experience. Gather facts because experience matters a lot to customers. Perhaps you may identify a way just to improve their buying experience instead of creating an actual tangible product that you've created. You'd be surprised where this may take you. Conversation is so important. Conversations early are even more important. Watch the buying patterns and behaviors of potential customers. Just stand back and just watch before you even talk to people. Get to know what they want by having general conversation. It'd be uncomfortable, but impactful. Then make the changes you need to your own idea to fit what is truly desired by the customer. I wanted to offer something quick and dirty without going deep into the details. If you want to know more or learn how to ask questions, feel free to hit me up to learn more about my Launch Optimized program. Let's change how we launch businesses and start bringing in the customer early. Thanks for listening to this bonus in the moment segment for the Beautifully Complicated podcast. Connect with me on Twitter or Instagram at SheenaD1. And please, please, please like the Beautifully Complicated podcast Facebook page, as well as just like the show wherever you get your podcast. Like and rate it so that we can get even more people an opportunity to listen to the pod. Thanks for listening. Let's get ready for launch. Let's take this thing to a new level. And always remember that the best life is beautifully complicated.